Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Surge Lloyd Limited H2 and FY 2026 earnings conference call hosted by Aurum Connect. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Janhvi Patil from Aurum Connect. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to all of you. I'm Janhvi Patil from Aurum Connect, representing the investor relations team of Surge Lloyd Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for joining us for the H2 and FY 2026 earnings con call. Before we begin, I would like to state a brief cautionary statement. Some of the statements made during today's call may be forward-looking in nature. These forward-looking statements are subject to certain risks and uncertainties that will cause actual results to differ materially from those expressed or implied. These statements are based on management's current expectations, assumptions, and information available as of now. Investors are therefore advised not to place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements when making any investment decisions. The purpose of this call is to share insights into company's business, performance, and financial results under review. Now, I am pleased to introduce the members of the management team present with us today: Mr. Santosh Shah, Managing Director and Promoter; Mr. Satyakam Basu, Chief Executive Officer; Mr. Vicky Kumar, Chief Financial Officer. With that, I now hand over to Mr. Satyakam Basu for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for coming on this call. To start with, I would like to inform you that despite all the geopolitical problems happening in India all over the place, your company had a very good year this year, primarily because of the government's emphasis on both the transmission distribution area as well as on the renewable energy area, primarily solar, which is of interest to us. As compared to the last year, we have shown a growth of around 70% on our revenue. Last year, we concluded the year with 176 crore. This year, we have clocked 300 crore. That leads to a 70% increase. Our EBITDA has increased by 69%. I'm not rattling off the figures because all of you have seen the presentation and figures are with you. PAT has also gone up by 71%. More importantly, as the business has grown almost double, we have been able to retain both our EBITDA margin as well as the PAT margin over this period as compared to the last year. And of course, the earnings per share has also increased. It has increased by almost 37%, 38%. Primarily, this year has been our growth stage, which will continue for the next couple of years. We have been able to grow geographically as well as include some key marquee customers into our fold over the period. We have been able to book almost 500 crore plus order during the course of the year. And as a result, we have laid the foundation for even more robust growth for the next year. Obviously, we will not be talking about next year, but this is what we have been able to do, and we feel very confident that the momentum will be carried on for the next year as well. And as I said, primarily government's emphasis is on the transmission distribution through the RDSS and other schemes. Government's emphasis is on renewable energy, and we have really capitalized on that and moving forward. Also, on our key product, which is our niche product that we have for fault pattern indicator, section analyzer, etc., we have been able to grow and make penetration to the new customers in new geographical areas. This is one area where we foresee a large growth because it's mostly not yet grown, not yet being fully utilized, but people have started understanding the need of it. They understand that this actually leads to your transmission loss and distribution loss, and as well as reduce your downtime. So the DISCOMs are slowly, one by one, adopting this. We are already on the ball discussing with various other customers on the same. Our order book as of now stands around 825 crore, and we have already participated on the various other tenders, whereby we expect some reasonable and sizable orders to come in during the course of the this year. Okay. And this emphasis is not only on the line of business, but also the emphasis is on geographical spread. You know, as you all know, we initially had most of our revenue coming from Odisha and Bihar, but slowly we have now moved into Gujarat, we have moved into Maharashtra, we have moved into Punjab, we have moved into Chhattisgarh, we have moved into various places, and we are now really planning that the end of this year, you will see us covering much, much more geographically of the country than anywhere else. We also have a map drawn on the international expansion, which we are planning to do. Of course, not immediately with a large amount, but definitive steps will be taken towards entering and increasing our international business. That is what we will do. As far as our balance sheet is concerned, Garci, the successful IPO that we had, we have been able to increase a lot of shareholders' capital into the scenario. As a result, our debt is to equity ratio has improved for almost 0.5 to 2 level. And this is a very, very healthy situation. Our current ratio has improved. Everything is now going on the right way. So with this, you will see a lot of things coming up in the next year as we, and we have already crossed a year or a month of the year, and we really see those signs coming in. But we are actually very bullish on this product, which is now getting a lot of acceptance, a lot of tenders coming up. We have also backed some sizable orders on that, which will make us one of the premier players in this industry, and we'll go forward. So just to conclude, before I go any further, we had a good year. We have increased our top line from 176 crore to 300 crore. We have increased our bottom line from 16 crore to 28 crores. We have maintained the margin. Despite this growth, we have maintained the margin on EBITDA and PAT. The EPS has gone up by 38%. It's a healthy amount of capital has been introduced in the company, and thereby we are maintaining all the ratios properly, including the current ratio as well as the debt equity, etc. With this, I would request Mr. Santosh Shah to add some from his side to add to this call before we open it for the questions.
Yeah. Thank you, Basu Saab, and thank you to all the listeners for joining us. I will try to keep my remarks as brief as possible. As already Basu Saab has informed, we have overachieved our guidance for financial year 26, delivering a turnover of rupees 300 crores against our stated guidance of rupees 270 crores. We are well on the track to deliver similar consistent performance in the years ahead. I would like to share three areas where we are placing full focus and energy as we move into financial year 27. First, growth. Our target of rupees 1,000 crore revenue by financial year 28 is firmly on track. Financial year 27 will be a significant and visible step towards that milestone. Second area of focus and energy is financial strengthening. Improving receivables is our top priority, and we are working hard on it. Alongside this, we are building multiple levers to improve our fund flow through a balanced mix of debt and equity and through market instruments such as purchase invoice discounting, surety bonds, and other structured financing options available. All of this is geared towards funding our growth to rupees 1,000 crores in a prudent and sustainable way. Our third focus area is product and technology leadership. Our FPI business is growing at a pace which is very exciting. The order quantity received in Q1 financial year 2027 alone is already comparable to the entire FPI order book of last year. Our other products like auto reclosures and sectionalizers are also gaining strong momentum. We have already started receiving new orders for these products, which is very encouraging for us in this category. Our next generation compact FPI is almost ready and will be launched very shortly. We are also in discussion with select companies for technology transfer to offer more advanced solution to the industry. On the system side, building on our SCADA contract with Konkan Railways, we are now aggressively pursuing SCADA compatible grids, ADMS, DMS, and distributed automated system projects. These are high-value engagements with us, and it will be having a strong and growing pipeline. All of this is fully aligned with India's massive investment in energy infrastructure. Suxlite is at the center of that investment, and we intend to stay there for long. You have placed your trust in us. We honor that trust every single day. Thank you to each of our listeners. We are now open to the floor for your questions, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Agastya Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yeah, we can hear you.
You are audible.
Hello. Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. Sir, congratulations on great set of numbers. Sir, I have one clarification on the balance sheet, which is the other current assets which have jumped to 42 crores. There seems to be a reclassification. Is this retention money, sir?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Dave, this is retention money which is not due, which will get due after completion of certain or discharging certain responsibilities by the company in project.
Perfect. If I include this in the receivables, and the receivables have gone up, that is the only not great part of the results. Otherwise, the results are pretty good. Sir, you mentioned in the opening remarks that you are concentrating on this part, on managing receivables. If you can elaborate that point more. Then I'll also ask the second question. Sir, you received a very, very large order, 600 odd crores. Can you take us through what are the terms and conditions there? What kind of working capital needs will we have, plus the margins that you'll see in this particular project? The 14.5% that you have been maintaining for the last two years, will you be able to maintain the same margins with this new project coming in, or will we see some slight improvement in the margins? You also mentioned that like, you are also working on some large ticket size orders. When can we see those coming? Are there any tentative timelines that you can discuss, and what would be the scope of work there?
Yeah, Mr. Dave, I'll answer your questions one by one. First question is regarding receivables. Now, one thing I would like to bring to your focus, that majority, 40% of our sales has happened in Q4. Now,
Understood.
Yeah, 40% of that always, you know, it appears in the balance sheet as debt. and rest 10% is carried from, you know, previous listing. So this is how the it has been the trend in past. Now we are working on making some arrangements and doing something so that we can avoid this concentration of revenues in the last month of the year. So we are working on it, how we can further, you know, we can avoid these concentrations. So that is one of the strategies which is there in place. Second is that, yes, we are strengthening, we are, tightening our entire receivable collection processes and all. Certain tools, certain procedures, teams has been formed. Certain task force has been defined, made to address any kind of delay which is there. And third, we are further looking for projects. Now, the projects which we were having, majority of these projects were, in some of the projects, the payment was to be received after installation and after commissioning and again after 3 months of satisfactory operation. So now, going forward, we are trying to concentrate more on the projects where payment terms are easy, where we can get the majority of the payment terms once we have started billings, and then it is the retention which is linked with the final installation and commissioning or after completion of defect liability period should not be more than 10%. So these are a few steps which we are taking to improve our receivable figures. Now coming to your second question, which was
large ticket orders. When are we expecting?
In large ticket order that you have won, sir, what is the margin working capital requirement for that particular project? And you mentioned in the opening remarks that you have some other large orders in the pipeline. So again, sir, if you can elaborate, provide some additional commentary there.
Yes. See, the this 640 crores project which we are executing, it has got, there will not be any kind of a pressure on margins because of this project. The payment terms, it is a normal RDSS project and the payment terms are again 60%. Once we supply the material, we get 60% on that. 30% is linked with installation and commissioning, and 10% is the retention which gets released after completion of project and against a bank guarantee. So this is a common payment terms which used to be in every RDSS project. Now coming to other big ticket projects we have started bidding for, we are preparing our, we are in the process of bidding many. There was a few projects in Tripura, somehow we missed it. But yes, there are other tenders also which are coming on the same grounds where a lot of automated distributed management systems, SCADA compatible grids, these kind of high technology product projects are there. So we are eyeing those. And it is very difficult to say when we will be able to receive those because these are, entirely beyond our control. It is directly, it depends on customer to customer and government to government. But yes, in this financial year, we expect similar such projects, at least one similar such project in this financial year.
Excellent, sir. Thank you very much for giving me the time. So one request, kindly consider moving to quarterly results, sir. It's a very uncertain period, sir, and for investors and for the company, it would be better that if we have more frequent engagement and more frequent reporting.
Mr. Dave,
would really appreciate it, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Dave, I really appreciate. I would like to further add on that we have already opted for quarterly results the day we were listed, and every quarter we are publishing our results. Not only publishing, we are having an earning call also.
I may have missed
your... We'll ensure that next time, henceforth, our in IR team should get in touch with you and should inform you.
No, it's not. The it's
earning
not
call
issue,
and
sir.
Results every
time. The report which has come out right now, the earnings report, it has half-yearly numbers. That's why I said it. So if you're doing it quarterly, sir, that's perfectly fine, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you. All the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Nishita Sanklesha with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hello. So I just wanted to understand more on our niche product. So you mentioned that the Q1 FY27 book order book till date that we've received in that is comparable to the entire year of FY26. Can you quantify the order book that we have currently in the niche product segment?
Yes. We are having multiple orders, Nishita, for our communicable FPIs. The orders are from various customers. Mostly, these are Tata Power DISCOMs. And then we are having one order from NPCL also. Are we having the quantities right now? The total value for FPIs orders which we are going to execute in Q1 or maybe by month of June or maximum July will be around 8 crores we will be billing only for FPIs. So that is the order. And there are many others also which is in pipeline, which is at various advanced stages of discussions and negotiations. And we expect, as I said, we expect a good jump in FPI business in this financial year.
Understood. So is it safe to assume that in the total of FY26, we've executed 8 crore of FPI orders? The revenue from FPI was 8 crores?
Yeah. Sorry, couldn't get it. Can you come again, please?
So is it safe to assume that in FY26, our revenue from FPI was 8 crores because you mentioned that that's the comparable amount?
Last year, 6.6 crores.
Yeah, it was around 7 crores, against which the current order which we are having is around 8 crores.
Okay. Understood. And what is the order book pipeline for our power T&D and solar EPC business, if you can quantify that as well?
708 crores from power T&D.
These are the evaluated?
825.
Order pipeline, she's talking. Expected order, tenders in bid.
1,225 crores.
The total tenders which are at various stages of evaluation is around 1,225 crores. Over and above, and our strike rates somewhere goes around it stays between 20%-30%. So we can say around 200-300 out of these we are going to book. And around 3,000-odd tenders we have already identified for which bid preparation is undergoing, and we will be bidding in a month or in next 2 months. So from there also, we expect inflow of orders.
Okay. Understood. And earlier, you guided for 600 crores of top line in FY27. Is that still achievable?
Yes, it is very much achievable. We are online.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nishita.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Harshit Pandey with Blue Star Capital. Before you go ahead, sir, let me remind participants that they may press star and one to ask a question. Please go ahead, Harshit.
Hello. Am I audible?
You are audible.
First of all, congratulations, sir, for amazing set of numbers. So my question is on margin. So will the margin be maintained, or it will be slightly less, or it can be improved? If you could guide me on that, then it would be really helpful.
Would you like to?
Okay. Pandey sir, as I said, this is Satyakam Basu here. As I said during my introductory call, we have been growing almost like 1.7-1.8x over the last year, and we will maintain the momentum. I cannot say the exact numbers. And we have been able to retain both the EBITDA margin as well as the PAT margin. So it always comes with a various basket of products, basket of orders, and basket of customers. Somewhere it goes a little low, somewhere it goes a little high. But we are very confident that we will be able to maintain at least the trend over the next year and more.
Got it, sir. So we can expect similar margins, right, sir?
Yeah, more or less. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
More or less.
Got it. Got it. Got it. Thank you very much, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Deepak Rajpurohit with Rajpurohit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, you are audible, Deepak ji.
Yes, sir. Congratulations, first of all, for getting excellent numbers, sir. Sir, my question is.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, my question is with regards to this change of margin pressure that can be arise due to this changing in copper prices and this one. Is there anything which will help in out to maintain our margin, sir? I mean to say, the orders which are in pipeline can be achieved with the same margin?
Yeah, Deepak ji, majority of our orders are with price variation clause. Like, if there is any change in the commodity prices, the same gets, passed on to the customer. So from fluctuation of commodity and all these things, we are fully safe. And moreover, we undertake, we ensure that whatever projects we execute or we bid in this point in time, it should have that price variation clause. That whatever may be the changes, not only in the LME prices or in the commodity prices, even if there is any change in the statutory taxes and all, that will also get that gets replenished. So we ensure those things. So from that point of view, we are fully secure.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one on your touchtone telephones. Our next question is from the line of Vaibhav Mishra with Finvestors. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations for the very good set of numbers and the trajectory that company is showing for the last many quarters. Sir, one concern, in this, I think, March quarter, our margins have been under pressure. For the half year, it is showing around 14% kind of a number, but for the March quarter particularly, it was, I think, 12% kind of a number. So, what exactly happened? While we, in the previous call, we were hoping to improve our margins. So was that due to that kind of orders were executed in March, or was that due to, I mean, raw material price increase? What exactly happened, sir?
Margin was around half yearly, otherwise impact was same.
Yeah, because what figures he is saying is that is correct. March mein hamara 12% ka aaspaas tha. See, numbers will have to go through, Mishra ji. There has been one Mahagenco order was there, which we could not execute in because of some land dispute in Q3, which got shifted to Q4. And while shifting all those things, there had been certain, interference from local political, fraternity and all these things. So that may have caused, though I need to check exact numbers, that may have caused some kind of extra or some escalation in our costing. Otherwise, if you say year-wise, the margin has been stagnant and it will remain. Maybe in Q1 quarter, there may be something less. But if you see year-wise, it will remain the same, almost same.
All right. So, sir, it was one-time kind of thing that happened in March quarter, correct, sir? Going forward,
yes,
we
yes.
can at least maintain the margin that we have achieved in FY26, correct, sir?
We are very much confident of maintaining the same.
Okay, okay, okay. That's it from my side, sir, and all the best. The company is doing fantastically well, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mishra. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Nishita Sanklesha with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the follow-up question. I just wanted to understand what is the margin profile like for the FPI business?
Nishita, we may not be able to comment exactly on the figures, on the margins for FPIs, but it is far, far better than the EPC business, what we are doing. Because of our, you know, strong positions, leadership position, and our ability to customize the product as per various state utilities.
Okay. So, like, is it safe to assume that as we grow the revenue from FPI, our margins can get better on a consolidated basis as well?
Yeah, you are very right. FPI, the more is the contribution from FPI, the better will be the margins.
Right. And so, like, if we have any target of what revenue contribution we see from FPI business in FY 2028, 2029, like in percentage terms, if you can give that.
I couldn't get you. Can you come again, Nishita?
Yeah. If we have any internal target about the revenue contribution from FPI in percentage terms in FY 2028 and FY 2029, where do we see it?
Yes, correct. We intend a contribution of around 10% of the total revenue from FPIs. And we are working on it because we are yet to convince a majority of the state governments to deploy FPIs on a mass level basis. If you see, only few states like Odisha or states which are, you know, where the DISCOMs is owned by private players, they are aggressive about this product. And whereas the DISCOMs which are run by government, they have introduced this system on pilot basis. But going forward, they are going to be, yeah, they are going to get benefit out of this, and then slowly they'll also start putting these products on a mass level in their system.
So can we see this 10% revenue contribution in, say, FY 2028?
Yes, we are very much hopeful that the contribution in FY 2028 may be even better than 10%.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Hiral Desai from Integrity Financial Services Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
You are audible, sir. You may proceed.
Yeah. So, thank you for the opportunity and, congratulations on the great quarter. I had a couple of questions. One is, can you sort of apprise us on the current credit lines, that you have with the various banks?
Yes.
What is the current utilized facility, and what is the total outstanding credit limit that you have?
The total facility for non-fund and fund-based taken together as on date is 200. As on date, it was for the quarter, for the financial year. I'm talking of as on date.
Yes.
Or you want year figure?
Well, I want the annual numbers for the year.
Annual number may...
125 crore.
Yeah, 125 crore was the total credit facility from banks in financial year 2026. Out of that 125 crore, 65 crore was non-fund and 60 crore was fund-based. And utilization-
And
60 against that are 49 crore.
And again, it's 60 crore fund-based, the utilized was 49 crore.
Okay, okay. And, as we get to this target of, let's say, 1,000 crore of revenues by FY 2028, what would be the peak, credit utilization, that you guys will be at?
We are for 1,000 crore, we are making arrangements for a credit limit of around 300 crore, 300 crore-350 crore, mix of both fund-based and non-fund based. At the same time, we are in discussion for other, you know, financial tools which are there, like purchase invoice, discounting, trades, and even we are convincing many of our customers for acceptance of surety bonds instead of bank guarantee. So all these things taken to taken into this thing, we are fully, comfortable for this financial year 28,000 crores turnover. And one more thing, what I would like to add here, that based on our performance and the way we are growing, we are able to get the confidence from creditors, from suppliers. So the our earlier creditor days, which used to be 18 days, this year we have brought it to 61 days. So that is also helping us in funding this growth.
Got it, got it. And the other question is, as we scale up, our operations to, let's say, about 1,000 crores, will we also sort of apply to banks for an improvement on the credit rating?
Yes, that is there, and we are already in discussion with our rating agency, ECR, maybe very soon we are going to put up the case for some upgradation.
And what is the current rating that we have, the current credit rating?
It is triple B minus from CARE.
First time.
Okay,
First time we got rated, that was the first rating for the company.
Got it, got it. And the other question that I had was this 600 crore order that you've got, how much of that will get executed in, let's say, FY27 and FY28?
We should expect somewhere around 250 crores, we should be 200 to 250 crores, we should be able to bill in this financial year, and balance will get shifted to the next year.
Got it. And any fundraising plan till sort of FY28, or we will be covered with the credit lines and the current internal accruals?
See, as on date, we do not envisage any need of raising any funds from the market. But again, now if there is some very good, decent valuation, and if it is in the interest of stakeholders, definitely we can explore. But as on date, we are not having any such plans.
Okay. And the other question that I had was, since you've already won a large, like a 600 crore order, the focus is now on, winning a lot of smaller orders, or you will continue to win such large orders as well?
This large order will bring us credentials once it has been completed. So till the time we complete this project, we have to, depend on both sizes, the smaller ticket projects also, as well as large ticket projects also where we are qualifying. So it has to be a mix of both. But again, we will not be bidding for very small projects. Something we will be raising up.
Got it, got it. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Chenna Satyanarayana, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, congratulations, sir. As being expressed by others, also I am also expressing congratulations, especially for having doubled the employee strength in the last 3 months, and also order book size, considerable order book size, and major breakthrough in achieving the Konkan Railway order, and also healthy operation and financial performance, and also geographical spread of operations has been expressed by the CFO. And overall, very good show. As an investor, I am very much convinced with the company's performance, but small clarifications are required. One thing is order book position. In the previous call, the order book position as of February 26 was indicated as 418 crores. And execution in Q4 was around 115 crores. That means balance must be at least 303 crores. And fresh order we got on 17th March, 639 crores. That means the position of order book must be at least 940 crores, as per my understanding. But in the information, it is given as 825 crores. I don't know. Something is missing. 115, 117 crores is missing.
Satyanarayan sahab, there is one small clarification. The order of 640 crores is inclusive of 18% GST. Now, what we are giving So what we are giving to and what will get converted into revenue and all will remain without GST. That is around 540 crores. So that is the difference.
Yeah, got it. And if I see, there is a, don't think otherwise, there is a slowdown in the fresh order inflow last 3 months actually. Leaving aside this Konkan Railway order, there are no other orders that the company could achieve in the last 3 months actually.
There was an order from BSES for around 86 crores or something. Then there are smaller orders which are coming regularly for FPIs and all. Being smaller in nature, you know, we are not uploading it on exchange. Otherwise, there are orders, yes, but and now after this Konkan Railway orders, we are getting a bit more choosy and selective also on which orders to accept and which to let go. There are few orders which are in pipeline and we are all most on the merge of either we have to accept or we have to let it go. So soon you'll see inflow of orders.
That's good on part of the company, sir. Another thing as far as the order is concerned, this the Konkan Railway order, this is SCADA DMS means what it stands for, sir, actually?
See, earlier the normal electricity grid is a normal grid where, you know, majority of the equipments are operated by, you know, manual operators. Whereas now smart grid concept has come, all the metros like, you know, in South Chennai, Bangalore and in West Bombay, Delhi and all, they are all smart grids. Where smart grid, the entire, all the grid equipments, all the lines, all the transformers, everybody is, you know, all the equipments are connected with each other, they communicate and it is a smart system with less manual intervention. So that is the process of SCADA. SCADA's full form is supervisory control and data acquisition. Now SCADA is a method and DMS is distributed management system. ADMS is advanced distributed management system. So these are technologies, these are tools which are being used in India. It has started with metros and capital cities and later on it will flow to other tier 2 and tier 3 cities also.
Sir, another thing, sir, this previously you have indicated that you will be utilizing the name of some PSU kind of thing. And in this Konkan Railway also you have utilized that PSU's name, sir, actually?
Yeah, Konkan Railway is that PSU.
Achcha. So, Lenny, award giving agency itself is the name you have used.
Yes.
Achcha. Then this FPA, regarding FPA, you have given some clarity in the previous question. What I am unable to understand is actually you have indicated that market potential and share of the company is more than 50%. But market size is 100 crores as per your PPT in 2024 itself. That means the company should have shown at least 50 crores FPA turnover, no, sir, previously?
See, those are potential numbers. Some are getting converted, some are not getting converted. And, you know, if you see today, majority of orders are there, but it is not getting, you know, converted into clear orders. So that is also there. Market potential is there. Market potential is there. And we see by 2030, market potential will be somewhere around 3,000 crores.
1,329 crores, like that you have indicated in the PPT, actually. I saw that. Actually.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Anyhow, the company is showing good progress on FPI. But by the way, when this compact FPI will see the markets are actually, any timelines you can give for that?
Latest by Q2, we will be able to, you know, launch this FPI into the market. And this will be again a game changer for us because it will have all the, you know, options which our current FPI is giving, all the deliverables will be there. At the same time, it will be a bit more economical, which will further, you know, make government to go on a mass scale deployment.
Sir, it will be more economical, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Any other products, any timelines you can give, sir, that switchgear and also RMU?
Okay, see, switchgear we have already given that it is again at a quite advanced stage. But the exact numbers, exact dates, we may not be able to give because these products needs to be type tested by CPRI and ADA before launching into the market. So maybe next year we will be able to bring the DCBs and RMUs may take even further more time.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the market size, what you have indicated in the last call, it is around 43 crores for the both the products put together. Actually, as an investor, I will be waiting eagerly to see the commercialization of those two products. Actually,
yes, definitely we are working on it, Satyanarayan Saab, and very soon you will see the results and you will see products moving. And the, what we are developing will be the latest technology. The RMUs on which we are working, it is dry compressed air insulated RMUs, which are different than the conventional RMUs, which are SF6 insulated, which is available in the market today. So we are coming up with technology which is of the latest, where India only pilot projects has been launched and the RMUs are coming from Europe or maybe in some cases China also. But we would like to bring develop those things in India.
But the R&D work is actually continuing, no, sir?
Yes, that is continuous. That is going on. Yeah.
But last time you have indicated 10 engineers are working on that, the 10 engineers are continuing, sir, any increase is there in that number?
So it keeps on increasing. There is some more engineers and, you know, those people keep coming and going, but that R&D work is on.
Achcha. Right, sir. Very good, sir. Congratulations once again, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Jignesh from Jiva Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, wanted to understand this SCADA order that we have got, what is the broadly the market potential in the coming years and whom are we will be competing with in coming years for such bigger size of orders?
Yeah, Jignesh, a very nice question. This SCADA order, you can say today, the grids in India, only the metro cities and some capital cities has been converted into a SCADA compatible grid or a smart grid. Whereas all the tier 2 cities and tier 3 cities needs to be converted into smart grid to have better consumer experience for reduced AT&C losses or better SAIDI and SAIDI figures. So Government of India is very bullish. Not only Government of India, but state DISCOMs are also very bullish to go into this latest technology. So definitely the market potential is going to be huge going forward. We can quantify it in numbers because, you know, these are all funded by central government, so there must be some plan. We do not have access to those. But acceptability and one has to shift to these kind of projects going forward. So that potential is there. Now coming to this question, whom we will be competing with, we will be competing majorly with companies like L&T. L&T was our competitor in this project also. Then we will be competing with companies like Voltas and their other major EPC players. And once we have completed this project, I think this will be the second largest SCADA project ever executed in India.
Oh, okay. And sir, regarding the sectoral bifurcation, in FY26, 46% was from power T&D and solar was 52%. So majorly going forward, hope we are lowering our focus on solar and BESS kind of projects and focusing more on power T&D. So by FY28, what kind of that percentage can we look sector-wise?
See, I can give you the current order book. Out of 825 crores today, unexecuted order book, 708 crores is from power T&D, 110 crores is from solar, and 8 crores is from niche products. So from this, you can make that major contribution will come from power T&D. And given that transmission is also into pipeline, we expect some billing coming from transmission from H2, so that will also contribute. So power T&D is going to be the major contributor, the topmost contributor, followed by solar and then followed by products.
Okay. So out of that 3,000 bidding project that you are going to bid, T&D, power T&D would be the biggest?
Yes, the power T&D is biggest.
Okay. And all these bids that you have already done or will be doing, it will be majorly with the private entities or bigger government entities?
The billing is.
It will directly not be DISCOMs.
The bidding is directly to the government entities, DISCOMs. The DISCOMs are.
Okay.
Majority of the DISCOMs in India are held by government, state governments or the PSUs and all. So, and 99% of our business is with government only.
Okay. No, because, sir, from the DISCOM side, a lot of DISCOMs are in a very precarious condition, if we see their credit ratings. So was just looking at the kind of debtor days that we might see going forward.
Vigneshji, I would like to add on here. We nowadays, given the health of DISCOMs, they are not in position to float any tender which is funded by their own accruals or their own money. Majority of the tenders, majority of the projects which is being floated by them, is either funded by Government of India or funded by multilateral agencies like World Bank or Asian Development Bank and et cetera. And we are eyeing only those kind of projects. We are not bidding for projects which are funded by state government or DISCOMs. So in that case, we are fully secure. We are not. Majority of the projects which you see, these are RDSS projects which we are executing, and these are entirely funded by Government of India, so there is no shortage or there is no scarcity of money in these projects.
Okay. Right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you are requested to please restrict yourselves to two questions only. You may rejoin the queue if you have further questions. Our next question is from the line of Tejas Khandelwal with Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Oh, hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are, please.
Yes, sir, I just wanted to know the execution timeline of current order book.
The normal, this thing, projected timeline which we are having is around  18-24 months. That is the project completion timeline. So this 825 crores order, which you say, it comprises many orders. Some may have been completed, some must have been started. So you can say by next 18 months or something, we'll have to close majority of this order.
Okay. So, sir, if you take 20 months on an average for the execution period, the revenue is coming around 480 crores. So, are you saying that we are going to grow our revenue by 60% over FY 2026?
Oh, we will be growing even more because this is the order in hand as on date. We have got entire year to further book more orders and then bill them. So the total revenue which we will be, achieving in this financial year will be far more than the figure which you have said.
Okay, okay, great, great. That was from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rajendra Jain, CA. Please go ahead. Rajendra Jain, your line has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question. We're not receiving a response from the current participant. Ladies and gentlemen, we have no further questions at this time. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Janhvi Patil for closing comments. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you everyone for joining the call today. On behalf of Soogs Limited, we appreciate your time and participation. For any further queries, please reach out to us at letsconnect@orim.in. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Orim Connect, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.